Jesse from Kent. Sorry, I was writing down the name of the contestant, so I didn't forget it.
I was like, you're my
Or just say it. We're all here together now. I mean,
because I didn't need to tell people that, did I?
Yeah, people can't see what you're writing on radio.
Oh, my bad. All right, let's start over. Brooke is going for 51 wins in a row today.
Yeah.
51.
Oh, man. Wow. And I'm going to tell you right now, it's been a rough day already in my world.
You were having a terrible day, Brooke.
I have two puking children at home.
Computer's broken.
The computer won't work.
Man.
Jose is talking more than normal.
I'm trying to cheer you up.
This is like when an athlete gets like a broken ankle and then they have to come back or fight through it, you know, and get back in the game and just see if they can get that last touchdown.
Yes.
In the Super Bowl.
Shoot me up with cortisone, coach, and put me in. I'm ready.
Let's do it. All right, and you're going to be playing Jesse in Kent. Jesse, what's up?
What's up, guys?
Hey, Jesse.
Hello.
Hi. Jesse?
Jesse?
Yeah.
My phone is terrible, but that's okay.
All over the place. Good luck with that, Jubal. I'm leaving the room. Yeah.
Thank you. Man. This, of course, would happen. Brooke's going for her 51st win in a row, so this game has to be full of adversity. Brooke's got sick kids at home, and computer's crashing, and this guy has a terrible phone connection. All right, Jesse, you know the game's played. You got 30 seconds to answer as many questions as possible. If you don't know one, just say pass, and you have to beat Brooke outright to win, okay?
You got it.
All right, here we go. Your time starts now. According to a list released from Glassdoor.com, what's the best company to work for in America?
Microsoft.
Barry Allen is the real name of what DC comic book character?
Pass.
What's the largest city in Australia?
Australia?
Mm-hmm.
That's his answer.
Oh, pass. Name the famous board game that uses the tagline, "The Game of Sweet Revenge."
Okay.
Don't know what you're saying, Jesse. Terrible phone. We did get your answers, I think.
We would like to request to give him one more question, please.
One more question.
Because got tied up on that.
Okay. The president's official salary is how much money per year?
$10 million.
Okay.
All right.
Well, maybe the current president. I don't know. He makes a lot of money. Jesse,
too much money.
Before we bring Brooke back in, I want to talk to you for a second, okay?
Go ahead.
Okay. Yep, okay. I want to tell you a story. It's a story about a guy with really bad cell phone reception. And one day, he was driving in his car trying to talk on the Bluetooth, but you know how that works. Sometimes people are like, well, I can't hear you. Sounds funny. And you're like, all right, let me switch to something else. And then you switch to the speakerphone, like, still can't hear you. Sound like you're in a tunnel. And you're like, all right, let me try the handset then. And when you switch back and forth like that on the phone, sometimes you can get distracted, and then you can get in a car accident. And that's exactly what happened. A guy I know named Jesse, weird, got in a car accident the other day because of that. And what did he do? He called my friends at advocateslaw.com, 206-512-3555, online, advocateslaw.com, and they'll help you make sure you get everything that you deserve from the insurance companies, because let's face it, the insurance companies can be big bullies, and they don't want to pay you your money. So Jesse, I don't know how this sort of scenario could ever work into your life, but if it did and you got in a car accident, you should call my friends at advocateslaw.com, okay?
Gotcha. Right on.
All right. Awesome. We'll bring Brooke back into the studio. So here we go. I'm going to attempt to ask you a question and see if I can understand it. What do you do for a living, Jesse?
I'm a bus driver.
A bus driver? Oh, sweet. Are you currently on the bus?
I'm on lunch break right now.
Okay. Oh, your phone kind of came back a little bit there. I can hear you. All right. Brooke is back in studio with her headphones on. You ready?
I am. I went out into the hall and I ate chocolate at my desk.
Hey, there
that should
you go.
Help.
Let's do this.
All right. Your time starts now. According to a list released this morning from Glassdoor.com, what's the best company to work for in America?
Google.
Barry Allen is the real name of what DC comic book character?
Spider-Man.
What's the largest city in Australia?
Pass.
Name the famous board game that uses the tagline, "The Game of Sweet Revenge."
Sorry?
The president's official salary is how much money per year?
$400,000.
Bad Piggies and Seasons are offshoots from what hugely successful video game app?
Sonic the Hedgehog.
Okay. Send it on over to the scoreboard and see how you guys did with Jose.
I'm just about that action, boss. Yeah.
Bolaños.
Jesse, rough game, man. You got zero.
That's right, Jesse. I miss Sydney. So.
And Brooke?
Wow.
You got two correct.
I'll take it.
Jesse, I'm sorry. No money for you. Brooke, it's her 51st win in a row, though.
Yay.
Impressive.
Thanks.
Score the answers. According to a list released from Glassdoor.com, what's the best company to work for in America? Facebook. Barry Allen is the real name of The Flash. What's the largest city in Australia? Sydney, Australia. Name the famous board game that uses the tagline, the game of sweet revenge. That's Sorry. The president's official salary is $400,000 a year. Bad Piggies and Seasons are offshoots from Angry Birds.
Oh, yeah, Bad Piggies. Right.
Jesse, are you still there?
Jesse?
Okay, he could be because his phone is so terrible, he might be talking right now. So I'm just going to let Jesse know. Just for playing from the creators of Almond Roca, you got a Brown and Haley gift basket valued at over $100.
Nice.
Wow, that's cool, man. Thanks, dude.
Oh,
I just figured I'd play his part.
Oh, there he is.
Hey, congratulations, Jesse.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And we'll play Winbrook's Bucks same time tomorrow.
Moving 92.5. Ed Sheeran is